With the Bulldog Rewind for Monday, March 17th, I'm Sports Information Director Steve Diffie. The Holmes Community College Bulldog baseball team went to 16-6 overall and 1-3 in the North Division after splitting two games with Northwest on Friday in Senatobia. Holmes won the first game 11-7, but fell in game two 11-4. In game one, Deion Armour picked up the win for the Bulldogs. He pitched three innings, gave up two runs on three hits, and struck out one. Leading hitters in the game, Clyde Kendrick, Deion Armour, Kyle Washington, and Jason Hersey each had two hits. Armour added a double. Chad McNeil had one hit, but it was a big hit as he delivered a three-run homer over the right field wall in the top of the seventh after Northwest had taken a 7-6 lead going into the seventh inning. Also scoring in the seventh inning were Clyde Kendrick. He scored after Cove Fazell reached on a fielder's choice. And Kevin Barber scored after Jason Hersey advanced to second on the error, and then a failed pickoff attempt allowed Barber to score the run. In game two, Clyde Kendrick suffered a loss. He pitched two in the third innings, gave up three hits, five runs, and had two strikeouts. Leading hitters, Bledsoe had two hits. Deion Armour had two hits. Bledsoe had a double in the game. Holmes jumped out to an early 2-0 lead in the first inning after Armour singled. And then Bledsoe scored on Armour's single. Also scoring in the first inning was Clyde Kendrick, scored on a throwing error by the catcher. Bulldogs scored a run in the fifth when Trey Goff grounded out to shortstop. And Armour scored from third. And Kendrick grounded out to second, and Bledsoe scored from third. In softball action, Lady Bulldogs played Itawamba on Monday. Lady Bulldogs lost two heartbreakers, 7-6 in game one and 2-1 in game two. With the loss, the Lady Bulldogs fell to 8-13 overall and 3-3 in the North Division. In game one, Itawamba held a 4-2 lead going into the top of the seventh when two-run homers by Kelsey Kelly and Charnisa Gordon put the Bulldogs on top 6-4 going into the bottom of the seventh. But the Lady Indians scored three runs off of Brett Whitlock, who came into the game in relief of Katie Johnston. Whitlock served the loss after giving up three runs off two hits. Johnston threw six innings, gave up four runs on 10 hits with two strikeouts and two walks. Kelly and Gordon each had two hits in the game, while Michelle Gregory added a double. In game two, Whitlock threw six innings, gave up two runs on seven hits with two strikeouts and one walk. Samantha Meadows led the Lady Bulldogs with two hits, while Taylor Jordan added a home run in the top of the seventh to pull Holmes within one at 2-1. Lady Bulldogs also played East Mississippi and split the contest. Holmes fell 9-1 in game one. Johnston suffered the loss. She threw six innings, gave up six runs on seven hits with three strikeouts and a walk. Faye Lott threw one inning, gave up three runs on two hits with one strikeout and two walks. Kiana Wash and Gordon each had two hits, while Gregory had a double. In game two, Whitlock threw eight innings and picked up the win. She gave up four runs on 11 hits with four strikeouts and two walks. Gregory led the Lady Bulldogs with two hits, while Jordan added a double. With the Bulldog Rewind for Monday, March 17th, I'm Sports Information Director Steve Diffie.